In the week of July 12th, the total number of coronavirus cases in Alaska rose by over a quarter. That's in just 1 week alone. While there were three major outbreaks in seafood processors, they were more or less contained on the ships or in the plants where they occurred. By far, the steady growth in Alaska's case count has come from residents. Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, just that morning had tacked a quote from the Journal of the American Medical Association to her wall.
Communicable diseases do not respect boundaries, but they also do not affect all members of our society equally. And I think that this just highlights that again, and how this disease can't, it really does not respect boundaries. It's not an us or them disease, it's all of us.
Zink said that where COVID-19 is occurring in Alaskan communities and residents are not wearing masks and practicing social distancing, we are expecting it to continue to move between people. And the coronavirus is moving among residents who have been here all along, hunkered down since March. The difference is our behavior then and now. In its case summary for the week of July 12th, the Department of Health and Social Services says most new infections in Alaska are acquired from other Alaskans who have not traveled. The disease is being spread at backyard barbecues, funerals, weddings, children's sporting events, camps, churches, and any time groups gather with others outside their household. No one expected the state's infection rate to stay flat or decline after Governor Mike Dunleavy allowed a progressive reopening of businesses at the end of May. But is this the spike doctors warned us about, or something more? Dr. Zink believes there is no way to isolate Alaska as a state from national trends. This is Zink, followed by Dr. Joe McLaughlin, the state epidemiologist.
As we've seen a surge of cases in the lower 48, we have seen cases up here. I think we've all hoped that we wouldn't see as many cases, but it really depends on what's happening nationally and internationally. And in general, we do expect more cases if people are mixing together in close contact, not wearing facial coverings when they're near other people. At our current projection, we would expect the cases to continue to climb if Alaskans don't change the way that they are interacting regarding COVID. Dr. McLaughlin?
I know everybody would love to have a crystal ball with this particular epidemic, but we don't. And so what we knew is that when restrictions were easing up, we knew we were going to see more cases. We just didn't know how many.
COVID's exceptional ability to spread is causing medical experts to retool some of their thinking about risk. Contact tracers, for example, now try to identify anyone who's been within 6 feet of an infected person for at least 15 minutes, regardless of whether one or both were wearing masks. The DHSS sees community transmission occurring in almost every business type that involves in-person interaction. Dr. McLaughlin says personal decisions may play a larger role in controlling coronavirus from now on.
If you're about to enter into a public place and you look inside and it's really crowded, I probably wouldn't go in unless you absolutely have to.
Other data from the DHSS weekly report indicate that the hotspot in Alaska has now shifted to Fairbanks, which has the highest infection rate, and also the state's most recent death. The demographics of COVID are also shifting, with the majority of new cases in the state occurring in people between the ages of 20 and 29, which Dr. Zink says is the reason why hospitalizations are not increasing at the same rate as infections. A good thing, since there is not much excess capacity in Alaska's hospitals, even under normal conditions. Perhaps hoping for some buy-in from this crowd, Zink called contact tracing a team sport, and as always, she encouraged small social circles, hand washing, and face coverings, saying, "You're on the front lines, and we on the Epi team are the coaches." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.